I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Sometimes you taste it and you're like, this feels really different than the last bite I just ate. Are we actually recording?
Uh-huh.
How do you know?
The numbers are moving.
Okay, good.
And that's the record bar.
But the bar will jump sometimes when we're not recording.
Or one of those goes.
Okay, good.
And the other doesn't.
So this cheese, sometimes when you bite it, it's like that doesn't taste how it did last time. Like, it has such a rich and unique flavor profile, I couldn't stop eating it. So I went up to the cheese counter today at Plum Market, and I was just looking at cheese. I was just eyeballing some cheese, and the guy was like, can I help you? And I was like, I don't know.
It's stanky, too.
A little bit. Well, because it's goat. Goat always has a little bit of that goat stank on it. But the guy was like, do you know, how can I help you? And I was like, do you know what I want? And he was like, yes, you want this. And he gave me, like, immediately, like, grabbed a chunk. And he even, like, shaved off the outsides of it so that I was getting a very fresh piece with no, like, he loved me.
I feel like you need to just find one of these cheesemongers and marry them.
Yeah, I'm not marrying anybody. I'm staying alone forever. Wow. That's what I told Ceci. I talked to her on the phone the other day.
That's always an option, too.
I'm just going to be cool Aunt Maggie and never marry anyone.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I've had a lot of, like mucus stuff going on.
I am dry, so my mucus is battling the dryness.
That's gross.
Which means I have dry cough. And when I do cough up mucus, it's hard and goopy.
Welcome to the winter.
Right. All my nails are cracked and dry.
Oh, my God. Mine are so bad. Yeah, mine are bad.
Like down to the nail bed. And I'm just like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mother forker.
It is not supposed to be this cold this early. I looked it up because obviously this happened on the day before my birthday. And in my living memory, there has never been snow on the ground in my birthday. There has been tiny little flakes in the air, right? So, like, I have a really good idea of when it normally snows because of my birthday, right? Mm-hmm. And so this, and then it was like the last time it snowed and there was accumulation on the ground was 1984. And I was like, yes, I turned two that year. So it is clear that I do not remember that.
8 inches. We got 8 inches of snow a week and a half ago.
And just a week ago, a week and a day, 1 week, one day.
Yeah.
So on that day, on Monday, when all of that snow fell, I had agreed to meet Grandma Jean for lunch that day. And as I was, like, going up a hill, this truck came barreling down on my ass where I was, like, actually afraid. So I tried to slow down and get over so he could go around me. I ended up not on the road.
In the ditch?
In the ditch. And then I just had to slide back down the hill to try to get back on the road. But then, because I had no momentum, my wheels were just spinning and spinning and spinning. And I could not get going on that road.
How did you get out of the ditch?
I just slid down. I just slid back down it. Because I wasn't in the ditch. I was just, like, it wasn't down. Mm-hmm. I was just not exact. I was not particularly on the road. And yes, my wheels were not even with each other, but they weren't, I wasn't like badonk in a ditch, right? So I'm a little uneven. It's like wheels on the road and off the road. And I slid back down until I was in the intersection on the road and then went back up. It was not cute. It was not a good look.
That happens in Ann Arbor all the time because they never fucking plow. And so when you tried to go up the hill, up Maiden Lane to the hospital from the Kresge Eye Center... People get stuck there all the time.
I thought you were going to say that big trucks run people off the road all the time.
That also. And then they end up in ditches, too.
Yeah.
That's my fave.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
I'm just like, you're going to end up in a ditch. Oh, I think I've told this story before, but I had someone, it was an icy morning once, and you didn't realize it was icy till you started hitting black ice.
Yeah.
And it was like 7 in the morning, and I was going down 96 towards Howell, so there's no one on the road. And then all of a sudden we started hitting black ice.
Mm-hmm.
And so people just started slowing down. We weren't putting on our brakes. We're just like, we're going to ease up on the gas here a little bit.
Legit.
And just like coast. So not many people on the highway. It's very empty. And this Jeep, this regular boxy four-wheel drive Jeep, just went flying past me. And I went, oh, you are still going to end up in a ditch. Sure as shit. The next exit that I got off on, the Jeep was in the ditch. It was one of those curlicue off ramps, and fucker went straight and missed his curve to the right and ended head on into the side of a hill.
Holy
shit.
Because
he couldn't turn, his Jeep just went, whoo, boom.
Oh my God.
And because he's got a big-ass Jeep with, like, four-wheel drive, he's trying to, like, navigate the hill and dig himself out, like, with the car and turn and get back on the road. And I was just like, I got off and I was like, I waved to him and kept on going. I was just like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Motherforker.
People are dumb. People are so rude in the snow. Just be safe. If somebody is going really slow, just be fine with it. Just deal with it.
Slow, and then there's going too slow. So there is a happy medium between that.
Right. No, if I had been going like the correct speed of 15 to 20 miles an hour, I would have made it up that hill. But trying to start from the stop stopped all the traffic behind me. That was not good. That was not safe for anybody. So, but
I was having a hard time also getting through intersections in my big ass car.
Yeah.
So. Like, I couldn't navigate the snow slush that was building up.
So I get over to my grandma's house for a hangout, and I'm so stressed out. And, like, but I also try to keep shit together for her. And then I get in my email, and I had totally forgotten the next day was my birthday. I had not forgotten that. I had forgotten to block off the time in my schedule to hang out with you, and somebody booked right in the middle of when we would be going to dinner. Mm-hmm. And I had fucked up their schedule the previous week. Because almost nobody uses my online booking anymore. And so I have not, well, I mean, I have been keeping up with it okay, but I haven't been doing a perfect job. Mm-hmm. So I had to rearrange their schedule the previous week and give them a discount. So I didn't want to do it again. And I was like furious. And I woke up on Tuesday,
good
my birthday.
We had 8 inches of snow.
Right. Because so I texted everybody and I was like, I'm plowed in, which I was. It was like 2 feet at the end of the driveway because, you know, the 8 inches that were already there plus all of the plow stuff.
16 inches. Yeah.
So. Yeah, that, so I had to try to dig myself out, and I was exhausted, and I hate doing physical labor. And in my head, I really wanted pancakes that day, and I didn't get to get out and get pancakes. Like, I finally, like, I was digging and also trying to clear off my dad's car because it has four-wheel drive. And, like, while I'm doing all of this, my friend Abby, we were having a co-birthday party together on Friday. Abby texts me, and the venue where we were having it canceled on us because of roof damage from the snow.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this is a great birthday party already. Great birthday. Wonderful day. And then I get in my dad's car to come here, and I left like a couple minutes late, like
basically on time,
5 to 10 minutes. I would have been here at like 6:05, 6:10, mm-hmm. Right? Around then. And then I pull up on this accident, and it's like, traffic stopped, but it is still moving because there was an accident on the road, but like cars could still get around it one at a time. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't totally blocking both ways, but like, anyway, long story.
Shit was jacked up.
Shit was real jacked up. Long story long, I got here at like 6:40.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I was just furious. Like, I could not stop being furious. And then, unfortunately, you know this, how this goes. But that's okay. So then, on my way home from your house, I get pull up. I'm just on Chilson, and there is a train. All right, so let me look at these.
Did you take a picture?
No, I didn't. Okay, so at 10:49, I text, there's a fucking accident on the way home and I don't know how to get home anymore. At 10:51, I text, nope, it's a train going 2 miles an hour for fucking ever. At 10:55, I write, it stopped. The train stopped. At 11:06, I text, it's going the other way. How the fuck is it doing that? And then, right then, I realize that I thought I was texting you those things, and I was not.
I got one of those.
No, you... It was something like... No, but I it was right now. It was at 11:06 that I realized I was not texting you.
Who were you texting?
A parent.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
So then at 11:07, 1 minute later, I go, I apologize. All of this was clearly meant for the other person I had been talking to.
Maggie. What'd they say? Did they write you back?
She did, laughing face.
That was funny. Because her ass was probably in bed with her phone on silence at 9:45, like I was.
No, she, that was why, this is why I accidentally texted her. She texted me right before I left your house at 10:30. And in my head, you were the most recent person in my phone,
right,
who I had texted, because I'd been texting you all day, mm-hmm, and all evening.
Right.
Like, so.
I did get a...
Yeah.
God damn it, I've been stuck at this train for 20 minutes.
Right, because I started texting her at 10:59 and realized it wasn't you at 11:06. And so and so that's when I texted you, when I had been waiting there for 17 minutes.
Which I got at 6 a.m. because that's when I wake up to poop. And so, note to anyone listening, if you text me past 9 o'clock, I'm most likely not going to see it until 6 a.m., and that's when I will reply to you.
I mean, I thought you would still find it amusing. No, I didn't. Awesome. I didn't expect you to answer me at that point. I thought you might have at 10:59, because I had left here not that long,
right,
previously.
That's how fast I passed out that night.
But
you had just left, and I said goodnight to you, and I went and laid down with Catherine, and then I was just like, I was out, sawing logs, probably before you even pulled out onto the road.
So I just sat there and like looked at Google Maps
all
for
the
a long
roads. Yeah.
Right. Because here's the other problem.
I totally would have helped you do that if I had been up.
They all still cross the train tracks. What if I got stopped by the train elsewhere? Like, that was a real worry for me. But I ended up going Coon Lake Road to D-19.
Oh, yeah.
And then I knew how to get home, mm-hmm, once I was on D-19, because...
That goes right into Pinckney.
Right, exactly. And I live not far from Dexter Pinckney Road, because that was where the accident was on the way to your house. So on the way here, it took me 50 minutes. And on the way home, it took me 50 minutes.
And this was just the day before.
No, we're
on your birthday.
That's as far as we've gotten.
So what else has happened?
Wait. So on my birthday, I really wanted Disney Plus. Like, all I said forever was Disney Plus. I want Disney Plus. And my mom did not get me Disney Plus. And she swore that she did. And she also got me a share of Disney stock. And Shannon and I were convinced that she had bought Disney stock instead of Disney Plus. Like, we were certain.
It just seems like a very mom thing to do.
It is such a mom thing to do.
Accidentally buy Disney stock instead of Disney Plus.
But she meant to get me both.
All right. Well, that's surprising.
Right. So I'm like, Shannon. Add me to your Disney Plus, goddammit. All I wanted for my birthday was Disney Plus.
So we got Maggie profile and a username and password.
So then I go home and I want to put Disney Plus on my Samsung Smart TV,
mm-hmm,
the app.
They don't have the app for your Samsung Smart TV?
They do. Now, I'm not 100% sure what year we got that television, but I started paying for Netflix in 2015. And I'd already had Netflix, like that was in the summer. I'd already had Netflix for a while when we got the smart TV. And in my head, I was pretty sure that the smart TV was from 2016, but I'm not 100%. And so I'm looking it up online, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. And it's like, Samsung smart TVs are only, like, the app only works on 2016 TVs or later, which is just like, So if we did get it in 2016, it was a 2015 model, basically.
Yeah.
So our less than 4-year-old television is too old to have the Disney Plus app.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit.
Yes.
That's total fucking bullshit.
We can't get it on our PlayStation 3, which is what I stream through up here upstairs. But we can get on the PlayStation 4 downstairs.
Okay, but how old is the PlayStation 3?
That is 10 years old.
So,
but it's still just an app.
Right.
I have all the other streaming services on the PlayStation.
No, I agree. An app should work with older things.
Right.
But like,
that PlayStation is basically a computer.
Right.
Doesn't really go out of style till it runs out of memory.
Mm-hmm.
So Scott had to bring the Roku up, which he's been streaming TV off of downstairs because he has my parents' cable login for sport live TV stuff. So he brought that up because we did have to Google how we could get TV up here in the living room. So,
yeah, for the Disney Plus.
Yeah.
It just seems ridiculous.
And I'm surprised it is on the Roku because that's the Roku you bought us like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
6 years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I bought that for you a while ago.
So
yeah. I am going to steal my mom's Chromecast because she doesn't use it. So I got her a Chromecast because my dad always like chooses what's on the television.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you can, because he's not watching it in the same room as her.
Right.
And she's like, I don't want to be watching these exploding movies. And I've gone over with her like 35 times how to do it. And she never practices. Therefore, she still has no idea how to use the Chromecast. So I'm stealing the fucking Chromecast. I'm putting it in the goddamn living room. And I'm going to Chromecast Disney Plus because that I can get. You can Chromecast it from the laptop, from the phone, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, but like, I'm just furious about that. A less than 4-year-old television is too old.
Yeah, I don't think my parents can get it on their TVs either.
Like, that seems really dumb.
Yes.
Really, really dumb.
Yeah. Everything's disposable now. Your $1,000 phones, your $1,000 TVs, you know.
But
just upgrade and get a new one.
I'm allowed to be angry about it still.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
It's total.
I said that 15 years ago about iPods.
Yeah.
When they were $300. My friend was like, these are billed as disposable, you know, pieces of technology. I was like, Like, that's a $300 Walkman. It's not fucking disposable. That shit should last me 10 years. You know?
Planned obsolescence. Fuck you, everyone. So, yes. So, we are still just to Tuesday.
That's right.
Wednesday, my parents were coming home from their over 3-week trip to Australia and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Oh. Also, my aunt texted me on my birthday and did not wish me happy birthday. She just wanted to know about my parents' flights. Also, she was at my birth. It's not like she probably forgot. She was there. I mean, maybe.
She might have forgotten.
Whatever, it was still fucking weird.
Yes. Because she doesn't care about anyone but herself, so.
Right. So on Wednesday, I'm like trying desperately to get the house clean. and I was standing in front of the sink doing dishes, and then was like, why does the bottom of my foot hurt so badly? Like, what did I step on? And I look at it, and there's just like blood gushing from it. And I hobble down to the other end of the house, and just like, I'm trying real hard not to walk on it, but it's the ball of my foot. Mm-hmm. So I still put like track blood everywhere. There was a chunk of glass stuck in my foot. My mom was like, how did that even happen? And I was like, I don't know. It's from like months or years ago. Like the last time somebody broke something there. Mm-hmm. It's just a tiny piece of glass that never got picked up that my foot found.
I stepped on a staple and didn't know it. It was a little piece of staple in my heel. That's how rough and calloused my heels are. And I, you know how like when you'll like scratch your legs with your heel? I started scratching my ankles with my heel.
You scraped up.
Scraped up, tore up my ankle. Mm. And I was like, why does that hurt? Why am I bleeding? Oh my God, what's going on? And then I looked at my heel and a goddamn piece of metal sticking out of it. And then I did not even feel. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think that it might be infected because it still a week later is really hurting.
Yeah.
Like it really hurts. And people were like, did you get all the glass out? And I was like, I don't know, probably. But like, so I sprayed it with, because I have a spray bottle of hydrogen peroxide. Because there's just blood everywhere. And I'm like, I can't even see what is going on. And then I saw it like shining and I just sort of picked it out with my thumbnail and flicked it down the drain.
Yeah.
But like, so that was Wednesday.
Have your mom look at it now that she's home.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was sure that my parents were going to be furious that because they always come home and they're like, you didn't do such and such. So the thing that I didn't do was my dad had left squash on the front porch and it all like froze and went bad. I thought that they were decorative squashes. I did not realize that they were like important in any way. No, they were my dad's like entire squashes that he had grown. The grown squashes, like actual acorn squash from our garden. He just left it on the porch and expected me to know to bring it inside. I thought it was decorative.
Like you do. It's November. We decorate our porches with squashes and pumpkins. I have one rotting on my back porch right now and two rotting on my dining room table.
So, yeah, that was what my parents were furious at me about. And then Thursday, I'm finally like, okay, I'm pulling my shit together. I'm not going to be mad about this. I got, like, that day I got, like, the best birthday present in the mail. You saw this, right? My Christmas sweater.
Oh, yes. It's amazing.
So... yeah, it turns out I know the woman who designed it.
Oh, yeah?
She's my friend, Haley's friend, and I met her at Haley's wedding.
Cool.
Right? So it's Divine, the drag queen, from the cover of Pink Flamingos, with the like holding the gun and everything. And then it's got like little Santa dancers with candy cane canes all around her. It's really lovely.
Love it.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. So, yeah, that was and then Thursday night, my friend Abby, who I was having the co-birthday party with, texted me in the middle of the night and was just saying wild things. And I read it to my therapist yesterday, and she was like, well, you were being really skillful, because I just kept on being like, I'm really sorry that hurt your feelings. That was not my intention. What can I do to make this better? How can we make you enjoy this? What can I do to help you with this? I'm sorry, that was not my intention. What can I do to make this better? What would make you happy? We can cancel if you would like to cancel. If this isn't going to make you happy, we shouldn't do this. I just kept on like redirecting her. But yeah, I had nightmares all night about how horrible our party was going to be. And then I just showed up there dressed in like a pajama jumpsuit because I could not be bothered to put in any effort. Mm-hmm. I stayed in bed all day Friday and cried. I didn't want to go to my birthday party. And I just like pulled my shit together. Like, one of the things she did that was loco. Okay, so first of all, we had to, like, cancel our original party and tell most of the people that they couldn't come. And then we had a small private party at her house. Mm-hmm. And I told her to invite 5 people. There were 5 people I told her to invite. She invited 10 people, which I did not tell her to do. And some of the people she invited were, like, more my friend than her friends, which was nice of her. Mm-hmm. That was very nice of her. When that was not the people on my list that I told her to take. She was like, but these are your friends, so they should come. And she made that decision. And then one of my friends, who I didn't even know was invited because I hadn't told her to be invited, was like, hey, that guy, I'm going to bring that guy from my party last week that you really liked. Because I did. We were flirting. Mm-hmm. He seemed really cool. Kind of thought he was cute. Mm-hmm. So that night when my friend was texting me about how angry she was about everything, she was furious that she was letting some stranger into her home for me. I didn't ask for that. I didn't know that that was happening. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you angry at me about this thing that I didn't even know about?
Right.
That you chose? Like, that, I mean, and that is, like, the flavor of how wild it was. She was like, I'll just leave. I'll just give you my house. I'll just sleep in my car.
She's really abusive to you. And is she being treated? She sounds manic, too.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't until this moment, that conversation, where I felt that same way. Like, up until this point, I was like, this is not about me. This is her dealing with her own shit. But, like, during that conversation, mm-hmm. there were multiple times where I almost was just like, what the fuck is fucking wrong? Like, where I almost told her off mm-hmm. and then deleted it, you know? But, like, I agree with you now in this moment where, like, like I said, up until then, I was just like, that's her own thing. You know, she's dealing with her shit, and it wasn't real. Like, I thought, you know, like, when she started off being like, I am feeling really jealous about this, I thought she was being, like, open and honest with me. Mm-hmm. And now it has become this, like,
competitive thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like that conversation was a, like, changing moment also.
This isn't the first time she's hold shit like this on you.
There have been times before when she has completely and utterly contradicted herself within, like, hours or days. Like, total opposites. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where that is.
So, what onesie did you wear? Rainbow Dash?
Nope.
Unicorn?
Nope. Not Bear? Nothing like that. I got the brand new LuLaRoe Zoe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I heard they're doing jeans now, too.
I don't trust.
I can't find anyone who is selling them. I've seen them on a person. They look really good. They're real jeans, but they have, like, that is super cute. And they have, like, built-in tummy sucking in technology.
Oh, I need tummy sucking in technology. So explain to them my jumpsuit.
It actually just looks like a jumper, like an old school jumper. Is it tie-dye? I can't see the pattern.
It's just kind of a weird, like, triangly,
it's like starish, black, white, gray, kind of tie-dye-ish. I don't know. That's cute. It's got pockets.
It's got pockets.
That's all that's important.
So that's
got pockets.
That's what I wore for my birthday. I was like, it's only one thing. And so I don't have to think about multiple things.
There we go. Put on some pasties and a thong under that.
I didn't. I wore granny underwear. I was like not interested in putting in effort for anything.
Hey, Daniel Cleaver is totally into granny panties. So never know who's gonna enjoy the ginormous panties you wear.
She was also the same friend was so, like, she does all kinds of things without me mm-hmm. all the time at our parties, in her life, and like for our and then she kept on being like, on my real birthday, because that Friday was her real birthday. Okay, great. However, you agreed to have a co-birthday party with me, so it's a co-birthday party. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't just get to tell me it's not my birthday party because it's your...
On your real birthday.
Right. Right.
On the real day, you decided to evacuate your mother's vagine.
Right. You agreed to a co-birthday party, therefore it is both of our birthday. Right?
Yeah.
So she kept on saying that, and she was like, I'm just so mad that you, like, put together this whole thing where everybody was going to worship you, and you didn't even invite me. And I was like...
I'm just like, bitch, you... The party got canceled, and then you decided to host it at your house. You put it together. You invited the people. Like, this is your party.
Right. Right. Like... How do you even respond when someone's being that nuts? So, yeah, I stayed in bed all day Friday, cried, like, cried, didn't want to go to my birthday party, went in pajamas. And every day last week, I got less than 400 words a day for NaNoWriMo. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so now I'm like 5,000 words behind.
All right.
Whoop-dee-doo.
The weekend coming up.
Yeah. Well, on Saturday, I went to a write-in thing with another lady who I like. So we did some writing together, and I got some cranked out. I felt a little bit more inspired. So.
Too bad Derek can't help you write.
Maximum Derek. Maximum Derek. And then on Facebook, I really wanted to be like, I'm really fucking depressed. But, like, when I say stuff like that, you never get any responses. You get, like, 3 responses. So, and that's even more depressing. I just want people to tell me that everything is fine and it's going to be okay, you know?
Yeah. Like, well, I don't think people really know how to respond to a blunt statement like that. So, you could say underneath it, you know, please just try to cheer me up. That'd be great.
So.
My friend Anna does that all the time. She'll say, I'm having a really rough day. Please post pictures of kitties.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's kind of how I would do it. When I post something that is humorous in content with no statement with it, that's when you need to check in on me. So on Friday, I posted this amazing picture that said... It's homework, and it says, when I grow up, and it says, when I grow up, I want to be, and then the elementary school student had to fill in the sentence, and he said, carried away by owls, and then drew that beautiful picture of a stick figure.
Or being carried away by owls.
Being carried away by owls.
Everyone goddamn loved it.
I know, and that made me feel good, getting all the, like, comments and laugh reacts, you know? So that's good.
I was, when I posted my gift today, I was actually looking for an appropriate Derek response to your Derek picture when I stumbled across Naked Cheaty. Yeah. So, kind of had to go with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Today I posted, see this one, I did say, because it is from The Good Place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when he's trying to keep the Janet babies all contained, and he's like, shit is not going well.
So, things are not going well.
Derek looks like he was blown up.
Did I do an okay Jason Mantzoukas?
You did, yeah.
So, it says me walking into the therapist's office, and I wrote me this week. Because I had therapy yesterday and today. Mm-hmm. I had dual therapy week. Thank Jesus. So, yeah, there is that. And then also in all of this was, like, Mayville family Thanksgiving drama that I don't even need to get into. Long story short, I tried to be nice and invite my family, and then it blew up in my face.
Welcome to holiday politics. That's why you just don't be nice. You don't do it, man.
Yeah, don't be nice to anybody. Fuck politeness.
Mm-hmm. Fuck it. I'm at that point, too, with my family. I'm at that point, too, with my mother. Just like, whatever, Mom. You can do and believe what you want. I'm going to be over here. So. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, Shannon? Tell me, what do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that? So, you guys, that was my delightful birthday week. And earlier tonight, Shannon and I were sort of discussing it, and she was like, how did it go so sideways? And I was like,
So fast.
I don't know.
So sideways. You know, Mercury was in retrograde last week, and it fucking hit you upside the head like a goddamn 2x4.
There it is.
It's like anything that could go wrong went wrong last week for you.
Yes.
Anything and everything. So.
Oh, I forgot the part. Well, while I was bleeding all over my house, my cat vomited everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's like cat puke and blood.
Yeah.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me, cat?
You also tried to be nice and actually plow your driveway.
I did.
Your dad said that the plow was under the porch, which is currently snowed in.
Yeah. I was like, well, that's never happened. Like, I'm never getting that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not happening. Sorry, Dad.
Not happening.
I tried. Hashtag I tried.
I did try to try. I tried to try.
Hashtag I tried to adult on my own.
I tried to adult. The one really awesome thing was that my dad and mom, so like you and I were talking a couple weeks ago, and I was like, God damn it, why didn't I ask them to bring me cheese? So I asked them to bring me cheese, and they brought me halloumi from New Zealand, because New Zealand, as you know, when a mommy goat and a daddy sheep love each other very much, that's not how that works. It's a sheep goat cheese, so it's sheep and goat. And there's so many sheeps in New Zealand. So, like, yes. That, it was like.
Very famous.
Yeah, very famous for that. So.
Isn't that where Uggs come from?
Yes. Oh. Or Australia, one of the two. But yes, they both have a lot of sheeps. So they got me halloumi, and my dad was like, this stuff, like, apparently you can fry it. And I was like, oh.
Let me show you, Dad. The magicalness of halloumi.
It didn't cook the same way as the stuff that we normally have.
The Greek halloumi.
Yeah, it just wasn't exactly the same, but it still did brown up on both sides. Mm-hmm. It just was like, I was like, why aren't you doing what you're supposed to do? Like it made it eventually.
Yeah.
I got there. But yeah, it was. Yeah, so we had halloumi, and also I roasted grapes because I texted you about it. Mm-hmm. And
do they enjoy roasted grapes?
Yeah, they loved them.
Yeah,
they loved them. So I did fried halloumi and roasted grapes, and part of my but as we kept on going farther through my cake, the parts that we had at first were really dry.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, my cake is overcooked or stale.
Mm-hmm.
It is a dry cake. But as we moved further to the left throughout the cake, it got more moist.
That's odd.
Super fucking odd.
Yeah.
I don't even understand how that was a thing. Because it was like dry/stale from the second I cut it. You know, it wasn't like I left that out or left that side open,
right.
You know. So we had tiny little pieces of cake and halloumi and grapes.
Sounds delightful.
And watched The Good Place. That was like the one lovely part of my stupid-ass birthday week.
Weekend at Cheaties.
Oh, my God. So good.
Blood died.
It was so
good. Like, oh, my God. They weekend at Bernie'd. Cheaties.
I knew you were gonna love that, and I had Weekend at Cheaties in my phone since Friday, and I've been like, I wonder if she's watched it yet. I should ask her if she's watched it. I need to send this to her.
I was gonna text you that last night while I was watching it.
Yeah, no, I knew that. Like, I knew you were gonna love it. I knew you were gonna think it was great. So, yeah. That is my life. I think that's all that has been important. Like, I think that that's all I have to say.
Yeah. Well, we have Thanksgiving next week.
Yes.
So I may or may not be out of town next Tuesday. Don't know yet.
Oh, you aren't sure?
Yeah. 50-50 at this point.
I thought you were going to be.
I don't know. My husband won't commit. So I'll know more by the end of the week, I think. I'll also have to pull the girls out of school if we go on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Which isn't a big deal. experiences, baby. We're all about the experiences.
That's right, we are.
My craft show went really well this last weekend.
Yeah. Oh, man, so. I'm so disappointed. I'm so stupid. So I had a student cancel, and I had forgotten that she had canceled. And so I totally could have, like, come up there during my extra long break, and I didn't. Bummer. I know. I'm bummed. I am fully bummed. Yeah. But tell me more. Tell me about it.
Yeah, no, it went fine. Everyone, all the vendors had a great time, and they said they were all busy and sold a lot of shit. So that's what's important. So, I felt we were busy for a little bit. Our doors kind of open at 11, and by 11:15, I looked around. I was like, where'd all these fucking people come from? So, it was good. All of a sudden, Santa showed up. The kid craft table is very popular this year.
Oh, that's good.
So, we were finally able to talk parents into ditching their kids and going shopping without them. So.
Why is that so hard?
I don't know, like. Margot staffs it. She's a licensed daycare. So it's like, just leave your kids with the licensed state reporter. She's a mandated reporter, so she's not going to do anything to your kids. So anyway, it was a good time.
Yeah.
Good times were had. Money was spent.
Good. I tried to steal your...
So good, the cherry
fragrance. Oh. Warmer fragrance.
Love it.
Tried to take it.
Oh, I got you another birthday present. How are you going to eat that? I need to know.
I'll take you pictures. I have no idea.
I was at Meijer. I was getting gas the Friday before we were going to have dinner with you.
Mm-hmm.
And these half pound peanut butter cups are sitting next to the register. And I was like, and I'll take one of these two next. So it's a pound in total of peanut butter and chocolate.
One of my favorite Jason Mendoza quotes is like, you know, when everything was chocolate in The Good Place in their, you know, new experiment. And he was like, yeah, I had a Reese's peanut butter cup and it was all chocolate. Because everything was chocolate.
Oh, that's right. Because everything was chocolate.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
I also loved the, like, Tahani being like, that was coherent. He's like, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Right.
I love Jason Mendoza so hard. Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the interesting things are happening on The Good Place. We got to see Disco Janet finally.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. How many episodes are left?
Six. Wow. 14 this year.
Got a long way to go still.
I know. A lot is going to happen. Mm-hmm. We are only one past halfway.
Yeah.
When she sang Crossroads, that was hilarious too. You haven't listened to the podcast yet then?
No, I haven't listened to any of the podcasts yet this
year.
Season, yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about her, like listening to it and, like, practicing and being like, gonna miss everybody. On her, like, little, you know, whatever she listening device she was using, her phone or whatever.
AirPods.
Yeah. Gonna miss everybody. The crossroads. I love Judge Jen, and then I think she was really, that was
like, Michael, you're right, so we're gonna blow up the universe and start over.
I don't really feel like I agree with that as being the correct decision.
No. They just need to realign the point system.
But
then go back to everyone in the last 500 years and apply that new point system to their lives and see where they fall.
But the issue was that you don't know what somebody might do tomorrow. That's the issue. So even if, you know, even if the point system judges them a certain way on Earth, they could still improve the next day.
Well, then maybe everyone should have guardian angels that help guide them along in their lives. You know, little Jiminy Crickets, little consciences.
Here's what I think. Here's how I think it should be. You know how the rule for The Good Place is that only the, like, creme de la creme, the highest point getters mm-hmm. go there? I think that it should be just flipped. Only the highest negative the largest negative point getters go to the bad place, you know, like the lowest 1%, yeah. Uh-huh. And then everybody else goes to the good place.
Yeah.
Like if you just switch what the rule is and mm-hmm. have just the most horrible people go to the bad place.
Yeah. Or have a legit medium place.
Yeah.
Earth is basically one great big medium place anyway.
That I would agree with that.
So let's just continue our miserable existence in a medium place. With clam chowder fountains.
And warm beer. And
warm beer. Warm Schlitz. Warm PBR.
And Cannonball Run 2.
There you go. On repeat.
I mean, that wouldn't be the worst.
No.
It's not bees with teeth.
It's not butthole spiders.
Not butthole spiders. The butthole spiders are getting bored.
Right.
It's not penis flatteners.
I think we would be good torturers in the bad place.
I do too. Like I know that they keep talking about how they're not actors in the second season, but I fully believe that like A, they are. And B, even if they weren't, they should have hired some of the people who were actors, because some of the bad place scenarios are them putting people in scenarios they would hate. Therefore, they have to act those out. Like there have to be actors in the bad place to be like, here you are in line on Black Friday forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or like
Walt Disney stuck on It's a Small World.
Right.
With crying children.
Right. You got to have some actors there to make that. Mm-hmm. To make that happen. So I was like, so either they just took a bunch of people who didn't do that and that doesn't make any sense, or like these people have done that before and they just feel uncomfortable with these acting roles where they have to act good. I don't know.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. like it seems like, you know, obviously there's the upfront stuff like butthole spiders, but that there's also like torture scenarios like the baby shower that Eleanor was supposedly doing every day in the bad place.
All those people she knows aren't dead.
Right.
So demons would have been having to act out that scenario.
Exactly.
Unless they were other people from the bad place stuck in Eleanor's torture. Like their hell is being stuck at a baby shower for someone they don't know. Not running a baby shower for someone they don't know, but just attending one.
I think that almost everybody's miserable torture would be planning it, though. Like, I think that would be worse for everyone. But,
if you're not a planner.
You're right.
Baby showers, all those showers kind of suck.
Yes, showers do suck.
I don't even want to go to them half the time.
I actually am such a huge fan. This is for anybody who needs to throw any kind of shower. My friend had an unbaby shower because she got her tubes tied. Mm-hmm. So she figured she deserved a shower.
I'm on board.
And so I did very close-up pictures on microscopes of STDs. And I was like, name that STD. Everybody had a great time with that. They all thought it was really funny. And then I also got the little like fishing game, right, uh-huh. where the little fish come up. And I put my friend's name on the bottom of a couple of fish. And I was like, this is the gene pool. And when you find her name, you have successfully removed her genes from the gene pool.
There you go.
Everybody loved that. They thought that was great. And then the one that I do for baby showers all the time that people really love, because everyone loves The Price is Right. Doesn't everyone love The Price is Right?
Yes.
We all love The Price is Right.
Yes, The Price is Wrong, bitch.
Bum, 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 bum. So what I do is I buy a bunch of tiny things for the baby at Meijer. I buy a pacifier clip. I buy a onesie. I buy things that you can't have too many of,
yeah.
Right? I buy a onesie. I buy a pacifier. I buy a little crinkle book. I buy, you know, right? I spend whatever I'm spending. Sometimes it's been as low as $20 because I'm like, bitch, I ain't rich. And sometimes it's been closer to 40, mm-hmm. right? And what I do is I hold the items up and describe them to everybody. And then I put them in a gift bag. And at the end of the game, that's the bride, the mother's gift from me. Mm-hmm. And then everybody got to play The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you guess on every single item and then add it all up, and whoever is closest without going over wins the prizes.
I like it.
It's not a fun game. Everyone loves The Price is Right. Everyone has fun playing that game. It's not those stupid turd diapers. I hate that. It disgusts me. Do you like those, or are you just laughing at them?
It's funny. I don't mind playing it because I think it's funny.
I'm like, this is, sometimes they like microwave them.
I didn't have that at my shower, but I think it's funny.
I find it just really gross.
It is gross.
It's gross.
It's funny though.
I mean, it might.
Poop's funny.
It might be funny watching somebody else play it. If I'm gonna be fully honest, but I'm just like,
oh yeah, I'm not putting my nose in it. But I can discern a melted chocolate candy bar from another one without too much effort.
Hash brown fat chicks.
Right. Hash brown fat chicks.
Yeah.
Hashtag fat chicks.
Hash brown. Hash brown. Hash brown fat chicks. Mm-hmm. Speaking of hashtags, one of my favorite ones ever was trending today.
Oh, yeah?
It was Nunes is an idiot. Devin Nunes, the, is he from California? Where's he from? I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Republican moron Devin Nunes, who threatened to sue a joke Twitter called Devin Nunes's cow, which the cow just calls him dumb all the time. That's all Devin Nunes's cow does. But it had like, I don't know, 2,000 followers before Devin Nunes was like, I'm going to sue this person. And now they have
like 400,000.
Yes, something like that. Yeah. Like, they actually, there's a name for that, and it's called Streisanding. Mm-hmm. Do you know why?
Something to do with Barbara Streisand?
Well, of course. Excuse me. Yeah, so when they first did like Google Maps and like aerial views and stuff, she freaked the fuck out about her house being on there. Uh-huh. And was like, I don't want people looking at my house. Take this down. Take away my house. What do you think happened? More people looked at her house.
Oh, yeah.
Because she brought it.
She made such a big deal out of it.
So
I do know that Google blurs out famous people's houses.
Well, now they do.
Yeah. Because you can Google Freddie Mercury's house. Everyone knows his address. You can go to Google Maps and pull it up. And his garden wall, where it's very well known. It is not a secret where his fucking house is. But that garden wall where everyone leaves messages and graffitis and stuff is blurred out.
Right. So, I mean, I think that those types of things like happened because of stars raising concerns, but she freaked out about it. And so everybody went to look at her house. And so that is exactly, so Devin Nunes did the same thing. He freaked out about Devin Cow. That's what it's at, Devin Cow, you guys.
D-E-V-E-N-A-N-I-N.
At D-E-V-I-N-C-O-W, Devin Cow. So, yeah, now he's gotten more serious, but he used to be more ridiculous. I was trying to find, like, a good example of it.
I went through all my clothes and stuff that were in the garage. My living room looked like a garage sale for about 2 weeks. And we went through my huge ass box of shoes, which we ended up throwing away 99% of them.
Were they destroyed? Like they had fallen apart and stuff?
They had like melted to each other.
Oh no.
Melted into like different positions. So I had a pair of lime green heels and they were spiked like stiletto heels.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the toes for one had like bent up and morphed. And then like the tip of it bent down because of just how it was in the box. And they looked like witch's shoes at that point. So just one was bent that way. So I pulled a few out to see if I could rescue them. Mainly my Uggs. Like legit Uggs. And I saved a pair of boots for Catherine for dress up, but everything else I had to toss.
Aw. Yeah. That's a bummer. Yeah. How disappointed are you?
They were old shoes anyway. I can't wear any of them anymore.
Gotcha.
So I just wanted to give them away to people who might need them. But I think 2 pairs I'm legit donating. And then I got 4 pairs over there to see if I can rescue them. But I sold my Sully duster on Poshmark.
Oh, yeah?
My light blue leather duster
with
the faux trim.
Yeah.
Yeah, sold it.
Nice.
Only $10, but.
All right, so here's some old Devin Cow quotes. It's sorry it took me so long. So he called Nunes a treasonous cowpoke and then also said he's utterly worthless. And Devin is way, W-H-E-Y, over his head in crime.
Nice.
So, right. So the actual Devin Nunes says that he has been, that he's been, you know, like
defamation
slander. By a cow, by fake Twitter pretending to be his cow, which I think is a hilarious premise. Like, I'm your cow and I'm tweeting about how terrible you are. That's very funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
I'm pretty sure he's protected under, like, the parody laws.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think it's about time to wrap up. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I don't think so. I've been super busy at work and personally, but nothing exciting has happened.
Yeah, well, we're into impeachment hearings, which has been wild. That was why Nunes is an idiot was trending today, was because he was an idiot. Mm-hmm. So also my brother's guy, Jim Jordan, has been all over the place being a dummy also. He's the one who covered up the OSU sexual assault scandals mm-hmm. with the wrestlers. Mm-hmm. So how is he still in office? That's fucked up. So I've given you some internet things of the week, but I have another one. I have one more. Because Thanksgiving is upon us. This is a Thanksgiving pro tip.
There we go.
Thanksgiving pro tip. Never eat any food offered to you by an adorable toddler relative. It might look like a cookie or a piece of candy, but it is actually the flu.
Yes. Yes, Queen. I concur. I saw that all over Facebook today.
Yeah.
Yes.
That made me laugh. I sent it to Ashley.
Yeah.
So.
Don't you take those cookies from that toddler.
That's right.
It's the plague. Unless you want a few extra days off, by all means.
I had another one that I posted on my business page. And it said, anytime somebody asks me why they need to learn a language and not just use Google Translate, I show them this. And the English said, paper jam. And the Spanish said, mermelada de papel.
So what's merdelame mean?
Mermelada, marmalade.
Marmalade. Oh, like, marmalade paper.
Yep. Yep. Mermelada de papel.
I like it.
Yeah. When you see it look written out, it does look like marmalade. So like even if you don't speak Spanish, you can be like, oh, that says like paper marmalade.
Yeah. I like it.
Not paper jam.
Right. It says paper jam. That's exactly what it says. Paper jam.
So, yeah, that was one that I posted on my business page recently that made me laugh.
Paper stock would be more appropriate.
But that's not what it's called. See? That's why Google Translate might sometimes be lying to you.
Well, all languages translate different.
Now I really want to know what a paper jam is.
In Spanish?
Yeah,
probably paper stock. It's probably just a different adjective to describe something that's stuck.
Uh-huh.
That isn't related to preservatives.
All right, you guys. I am going to I'm gonna wrap this up.
Like
Like a dick. Do you have anything else to add to this? We could ask Javi. Javi, how do you say paper jam? That's not mermelada de papel. The other kind.
Huevos de chivos.
Nailed it. All right. Find us everywhere. We love talking to you guys. And you would find us under the name of our podcast, which is That More Thing. But you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And I don't know what the fuck number this is at all.
Maybe 217.
This has been an episode above 200.
For sure above 250.
Somewhere over the rainbow of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.